Boom. Welcome back to the fourth epic, about to be epic episode of United by Stoke with the Raven Boys. I am the one and only Luigi, and to my right is the Kiwi Stallion.
Hell yizzle, fam. Welcome to United by Stoke, only coming to you from the North Shoe.
That's it. We are here testing mics. We are actually live on location today at the Raven compound. So we've mentioned we want to kind of get into interviewing other people, so we're testing areas and mics and all that jazz, so bear with us while we test that shit.
Hell yeah, so we got the setup today. It's coming at you live, like my boy Moss said, from the Raven compound, fam. Right.
And today we want to, you know, again, it's the entrepreneur, it's the mindset shit. So we're going to talk about selfishness, selflessness, and extractors and givers when it comes to building a brand. Ooh, it's going to be a good one. And we will try not to get too heated, because when I personally start to speak about extractors, I get livid. So I'll try and tone it down, and Shane will probably help me do that. So yeah, that's what today's about. Any first blasts off, Shane?
Just a little combo of extractors and takers from, from just a business
standpoint.
I think, yeah, it's just over the last few years in different communities. We're talking like being in Maui,
Canmore,
the shoe.
Shane's also Nicaragua,
yeah, absolutely.
And Las Penitas, so
absolutely,
you know, we've both been in areas where there is very established community.
Yep.
And numerous times we've seen people come in and extract, you know, and it does get me choked. But again, bringing it back to a business, man, they're no longer around. You know what I mean? So you do what you want to do. But for Shane and I, extraction is, it's death defying to us when we see people taking advantage of community. Let's say here in the shoe, for example, we'll talk about, it's massive in the summer, right? Like massive. So you see somebody come in for, let's say, June, July, August, take all that money, do nothing for the community, and bounce.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and we see that so often in all these different, I guess you could say, community or well-established summer destinations in Canada, especially. And then in the Mauis and the tropics in Nicaragua, you see it in those zones 24/7, because it's got the climate for it. But you've got those people that just know that there's a buck to be made, and they roll in, blaze for a season, and you never see them again. So we're just not about that. When we started this brand, obviously you've got to make money. That's just how the world goes around.
100%. Got to keep the wolves from the door.
Yeah, exactly. But in saying that, as we've growing into this journey of the brand, we realize it really isn't about the money. The money will come if you have the givenness back to community and the surrounding areas that you do your business in, I think.
100%. And we're talking, you can talk about your online communities, you can talk about your trade communities, you talk about your financial communities. I don't care what community you're talking about, but even online, right? Like, you know, everybody talks to us about, hey, if you just want to, you know, make these t-shirts and drop ship them online, and we'll hook you up this way, and it's so much money, and it's so quick, and Shane and I were like, okay, but yeah, we're employing nobody.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we're not building, like, dude, if it's about money, okay, like, we get that, there is a place for that, but
100%,
you know, like, man, we want to employ people, we want to be living the dream with a crew. If you're winning and nobody's around, what the fuck is the point of winning?
Oh, 100%. You know what
I mean? No, like, I'm already starting to see myself get heated, man.
No, it's all good.
Man, that shit pisses me off. And these people come to us every day, and they've came to us every day for a long time. Because Shane and I, you know, not just here in the shoe, but for our whole careers. And I'll give you the first time I noticed it was way back when, and we were in Canmore.
Yeah.
And I had a business going on, and I hired a group of people from a completely different province. And I was young at the time. And what happened was this. They lived in tents, so they paid nobody rent. They did obviously spend money on food because they had to eat, but they took all that money and they took it out of the province and back to their province and reinvested it there, doing nothing local for the community. You know what I mean? And at the end of that season, I was like a little bit miffed, because our community at that time was small, and it was building, and yeah, it was hard to take, because they did not support. You know what I mean? And I guess that's the biggest thing for me, is if you're not supporting, man, fuck, man, I get a little distraught about that, man. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, no, 100%. Shit, yeah.
you know, and this will tie into where the selfishness goes to the selflessness. You know, Shane and I are very selfish when it comes to our time to heal and work out. And maybe people notice that when you're here at the compound, man, there's times when Shane and I are going to work out and, you know, we will say hi, but we're not going to break our workout because that's our time. That's how we become our best selves for the people that are around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You come into the lot. We want to be our best self ever. But selflessness comes to how we do business. And then we're going to give you all of our selfishness that we did for ourselves and give it back to you through that.
That's it. And it comes across sometimes as when we get into that zone, we put that 1 hour aside for ourselves every day. And sometimes people blaze in and like, I don't know how to word it, but it may not look like we're being the friendliest, but it's the 1 hour a day we give to ourselves to give back to the people that come into the compound. And we're deeply, deeply rooted in that routine. And we're not going to change it for anything, because in return, if we don't get that hour for ourselves or, you know, a day, then it's hard for us to give back in the way mindset, physically and mentally, to the people that come in here. And we want and love that vibe, right?
100%. I mean, by not doing that, we're doing ourselves a disservice, which means we're then doing you a disservice. So
yeah,
unacceptable, right? And the style of working out we do, we're not the type that are just, you know, doing a set of arm curls so that we can talk to you. We're like, you know, we usually have a time cap and all this other shit going on. If you know CrossFit and the style of workouts we do, it's, we compete with ourselves a lot, so we're always trying to beat times and all that bullshit. So again, like we said, we're not trying to be rude. It's just, hey, this is our time to be our best selves for you and this company and this community and everybody that stops by.
Yeah, 100%. If you ain't got your mind, body and soul on point to give back to the people that surround you, then, you know, I feel like we're losing the game, and that's not what we're about. We want to be on point for everybody, for ourselves and for our business, and that's how we keep moving forward.
Amen. And so to take this back to kind of entrepreneurial and business stuff. So when if you're 15 or 58, whatever, get back to the bigger picture of why you're doing this and what community are you building? Like, you got to build a foundation brick by brick, right? So whatever you can do to show your selflessness, like it can't always be, you know, people come in and be like, okay, so your lids are 3 cents and you know what I mean? Like, I get all that, but it's sometimes it's like, dude, I'm giving you a free coffee. You know what I mean? Like, I'm giving out, Shane and I are like, it ain't always about the dollar. It's about making that person smile. That person's going to leave going, man, that was wicked. Hey, Susie, why don't we go there for coffee next time? And maybe next time they spend $5. You know what I mean? It's not about trying to make that $1,000 every sale. It's just, again, think bigger picture, think long-term.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be a flash in the pan. I completely understand that philosophy. Hey man, right now, the cool kid t-shirt's on point. So if I make 50,000 of them and sell them all, boom, I'm in, I'm out, I'm done. There is a way of doing business like that. It's just not our way. And I don't think that you're, you know, building a massive brand doing that.
No, you're not, man. And we've seen it time after time over the last, you know, 4 years in business, these TikTok or whatever show up on trends, people jump on them, make fucking $10,000, $100,000, but then they're gone the next month.
Yeah. And they're onto something else, I'm sure.
Well, that's it. And we're here for the long run to build a brand. Like, we, you know, we're not in it just to whip off a few this and that, and then that's the end of it. It's like, we're building a brand, and that's where we want to be. And for me personally, growing up, my dad, you know, back in New Zealand, owned bars. That was his thing. So he would have a bar and then, you know, on to the next one. But one thing I learned from him young was the respect to the clients and patrons that he had. Like, at a young age, I would see him like, be the same people coming in week after week. Then rugby was a big thing. So Saturdays was a big rugby night. All the buses would drop in, everyone would party. But I always remember my old man, at least once or twice a month, the pub would be just fucking packed. Like, I'm talking like full. People were out on the street inside. There was no more room inside. And he would just up behind the bar and say, tonight's on me, boys.
Come on now.
And just fucking shout the whole bar like drinks. And they were just like, are you fucking serious? And he's like, yep. And so I saw that at a young age. And so I think that's, you know,
dude, that's
Yeah,
That's
man.
amazing.
So to see
You know?
that young and bring it through into our business like Moss and ourselves like that, it's something pretty special.
Totally. And again, like I like saying, I respect that. Like I said, extractors, not cool guys. Like, you want to be around for the long haul, you just please don't do that.
Yeah.
Not to say other than
Not
that.
cool to see or do, but
Oh
hey,
man.
if that's your thing, man, if you're winging in and out of trends and extracting from business busy times and places
Yeah,
and
there is a place for that.
shit,
Maybe
I
I should
mean,
take that back, but it's not
yeah,
for
but
me, it's
like
not cool.
it's not us, and that's just not our jam, so we just can't follow that
No, not at all,
sort of
man.
deal, eh?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, what else, Shane? What else? That was a good story, though, man. I like that. That's
Yeah.
it makes me respect your old man. And that's what we're talking about right there.
Yeah.
I guess there's a respect thing. There's a long-term vibe, man. You wanna, again, seeing people smile, man. You cannot put a price on that. That's a
No,
stone cold
you
fact.
cannot. And back to that story, actually, there would be people in the bars those nights that it was their first time ever there. They'd come in on a bus or with friends. And man, guaranteed 2 3 weeks later, they would come back with a carload of friends saying this fucking dude just shouted the whole bar of beers.
Right.
Like,
This is the coolest place ever.
yeah, and he bought himself back plus a carload of friends, and they would, party on, and that would be
So there's no marketing money.
repeated.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just
There's no trends. There's no
no.
marketing money. There's no
It's
book you're going
just
to read to do that stuff.
no.
That's you either got that or you don't.
So the
And you can't put a
so-called
price on that.
No, you can't, man. So the so-called loss on the evening or the
There you
day or
go.
whatever is returned tenfold down the line by just being you and doing business the way you do.
No, that and you just hit that on. Let's just say that cost him 500.
Yeah.
Let's just call that
Yeah,
bullshit. But you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yep.
It,
Yep.
so some people would freak out at us like, "Oh my God, that just cost you 500." But you know, over that month, he met probably made triple, quadruple, whatever.
Retaining,
You know, and again, but it
and
wasn't
bringing
about
it.
that.
No, it
You see what I'm
wasn't. It
saying?
wasn't. It's
And
just.
there's the universe giving the goodness back to you because it's not about you trying to pinch every fucking penny.
No, and
Even though I'm a penny pincher.
no, and you would call we would call those people who do that sneezers, because they're the ones who see that, take it on, and they go out and sneeze out to their friends and spread it out in a good way, and bring it back with love. And
And
that's,
oh, that's
you
huge,
know
dude.
what I
Sorry,
mean?
that's again. I think that's the way to end it, dude. Like
Fuck.
it's a love thing, man. You gotta A, love your brand. You gotta love your company. You gotta love your community. Oh
Oh.
man, you gotta love what you're doing, what you're creating. And I don't know. For us, I know it's a bigger picture.
Oh, we
It's
have a
not.
pretty
Yeah.
deadly vision, fam, for this brand, and we're doing everything in our power to get to
Amen.
that end goal. So,
And again, it's about giving. Like, you know what I mean? It's yeah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a
shit,
beautiful thing
yeah.
come into fruition. And yeah, I'm blessed to be on this journey with you, brother.
Oh
Boom.
shit, yeah.
And
Hell yizzle.
in this community, man.
Oh
Fuck.
man, it's
Gnarly
electric.
ass community, man.
Absolutely electric,
Yeah,
fam. Yeah.
we've been blessed to be accepted in currently, and
Yeah. 100%.
we're doing everything in our power to rock with y'all. On that note, I think that's it for me, bro.
Win the motherfucking day, fam.
Okay, so if you got some joy juice out of this, aka you got some good takeaways, please feel free to share it. We totally appreciate that. Like we
Yep.
said, we're gonna try and get more and more people here in on this once we get all our mics dialed. So
Yep.
we've already started talking to a few people about that, so that'd be cool. Like I said, after every dark night, there is a bright day, fam.
Hell yeah, so
Anything else? We out.
we out, united by
Okay.
Stoke.
United by Stoke. Love y'all. Peace.